It is time once again for the Ooh Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe and tell a friend about your favorite casual wrestling show. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. Today, we're going to talk about a bit of rumor and speculation. That's not a great acronym. Bobby Lashley and MVP have been rumored to be on their way out of WWE, potentially testing the waters of AEW. Granted, this is a Dave Meltzer rumor, so I don't know how, I mean, take it with a grain of salt, I suppose. But the scuttlebutt was that they were looking to head over to AEW to reform the Hurt Business and potentially bring on Shelton Benjamin and reform the faction in that other promotion. And I don't think it's been debunked yet, obviously, but it is an interesting rumor to unpack only because of the ridiculous notion of that entire plan. So I think I've talked about it. It's so hard to remember what I talk about on this show, but if I haven't spoken about it before, Bobby Lashley has been in kind of a weird holding pattern since his time on Raw as U.S. champion. MVP has been saddled with Omos, who doesn't really do anything outside of, you know, a gimmick appearance here and there in like battle royales and stuff. He's the big guy that everyone has to kind of throw out. But outside of that, he doesn't wrestle on Raw or SmackDown. And they kind of they put MVP with him to kind of get him over, and it just never worked at all. And it's a shame because MVP is a great manager and still a great wrestler and a black belt in jiu-jitsu, but you didn't know that. So they haven't really used MVP, and Bobby Lashley went to SmackDown, tried to create this. Or not tried to, but they tried to, you know, give him this gimmick with the Street Profits, and it just didn't work. Let's get that out the way. The whole pairing with Street Profits was a failed project that I think they're trying to rectify now by just using B-Fab, which I don't understand either, but she's a decent mouthpiece, I suppose, for the group. But with someone like Montez, who's great on the mic, it feels like it doesn't work, especially when B-Fab's not wrestling. So if she's a classic manager, I don't understand the dynamic, because the Street Profits are always good at cutting promos for themselves. So I don't get the whole pairing anymore. But Bobby Lashley's whole, I think it was called the Pride, at least on social media, they called it that. They never said it on screen. And then they just lost all the time. Karrion Kross beat them up. And then they beat them pre-WrestleMania, and then WWE split them up, and now Karrion Kross is bullying the New Day for no reason. I have to do a whole episode on Karrion Kross's character. So Bobby got hurt, and now he's out. I think his contract is up, and they just haven't provided him with one that's, you know, he's ready to jump at. So he's kind of in a weird limbo as well. In terms of the other members of the Hurt Business, Shelton's on the indie scene. Cedric Alexander is on NXT now with Ashanti the Adonis in the tag team division. I don't know if they're competitive at the moment, but I know that they've been moved down there. So if MVP and Bobby Lashley are looking to head to AEW, I would advise against that. Why? One, I feel like a lot of people have dubbed AEW as just the place to go when you're done with WWE, which is super detrimental to the brand AEW is trying to build, where they've become the retirement home that TNA was and that WCW was for a while. It's like when you're done with the big dogs, you go to greener pastures. You just go sit out on a porch in AEW and do nothing and get paid for it, right? Like, WWE superstars have gone over and had great success, but the expectation of being allowed into AEW, it feels like AEW doesn't have a choice. They're like, well, of course you have to come over here. Come over here and do your thing. But then they go, and a lot of them don't do much of anything or become the stars that they think they're going to be, mostly because the booking doesn't allow for certain superstars to elevate and others just kind of languish in the background. Like big guys like Miro have gone over, had moderate success, and then faded away. And, you know, people like Mark Henry went over there as a legend, and then he left. He was just like, it's not worth the effort to be there, I guess. I don't know. If they go over there to try and reform the Hurt Business and bring Shelton on, I don't see them elevating that group in any meaningful way on AEW television. First of all, we should probably just stop saying it's a done deal that when you leave WWE, you go to AEW. Because while Tony Khan can hire anyone he wants, his roster is really, really big. And there's no room for just random people coming. That's why I was really weirded out by the idea that Ricochet is like, I'm going to go to AEW so that he can do what? Do a couple high-flying matches with Ospreay and you know, some other folks. And then fall where in the card? Besides collecting the check, what would he be doing there? Is he in, you know, MJF status where he's going to fight for the, I think it's called the international title? Is he fighting for the world title with Swerve? Is he in, like, the gold race at AEW? I don't think so. There's so many people there that would sooner be in that title picture than Ricochet. So I never got that whole deal. Because you could still, I've said this before in another episode, he can still do all the things he wants to do on Raw. They were allowing him to do that. They were putting him in those matches. And maybe he didn't get gold, but I don't know how much gold Ricochet needed. Whatever. Bobby Lashley and MVP going over there to do Hurt Business stuff could be good if they invest in that faction, if they invest in the storytelling, if they allow them to do what they need to do to get that that faction over. But I have a different thought, and I think I've said this. I say that a lot. I think I've said this on some other podcast. If they really want to make the Hurt Business a thing, don't go to AEW. Not yet. Go call Shelton Benjamin, who's on the indies. Get the three of those guys together. Make MVP the manager. Make Shelton and Bobby Lashley a tag team, and then have them do the Matt Cardona and just do the rounds in the indies and collect tag titles as a group. If you want the Hurt Business to do business, they got to go out there and do business. Put the Hurt on the tag division as a couple of vets walking around stealing titles. That's exactly what Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows did. They went out to New Japan. They collected a bunch of titles, and it got caught the eye of WWE, even though they don't do anything with them, and brought them back into the company. Granted, the OC they're not contenders in WWE right now, but they did have a lot of success in like New Japan and whatnot. So having the Hurt Business travel around the world, collecting tag gold, posting it on social media, showing that they're doing business, showing that they're hurting business around the world, then bring them to AEW with all that gold and all that prestige and all that fan love, and bring the ratings up when you have this great tag team who's been around the world in AEW, if that's what you want to do. Or they can just then go back to WWE and potentially become a great like tag team division contender as the Hurt Business, or you know, whatever name they decide. What do you guys think of the Hurt Business going to AEW? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.